This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Okay, so we've got a psychologist on the text line, counselor. Says a lot of their customers, their clients already using AI for counseling. It works really well. Got that text and I'm like, well, then what are you doing? Still getting paid? Texter writes, Zuckerberg's a perfect individual to promote AI. He's been pretending to be human for decades. Texter writes, AI has been my biggest fear since high school. Have you done any research on the singularity? I use AI as little as possible. It is quite addicting, though. Anyway, talking about Zuckerberg's interview, saying most people in the future will have AI friends, more AI friends than human friends. They'll go to AI counselors. Businesses will use AI for promotion. Me, I'm addicted to Grok. I am. And I don't use it as like a friend. I don't. That's really weird. I use it more as an advisor for everything. And I mean everything. Take this recipe, Grok. Improve it. It does. Take this post for my podcast. Make it better. I'm tired. And then it does. And it gets like, it's like normally I'll get, you know, 1,200 hits. I got 3,000. Write a post for this video, Grok. Think about this. Matt, you ever been to marital counseling? You go in there. And what they're what he's saying is AI will know you better than anyone. There is no one who can know you like AI knows you. Think about that. It's true. That's why it can be the better friend that you've ever, best friend you've ever had, but also the best counselor. So many ways I'm not even thinking of. I think about it this way. Suppose you go into marital counseling. You go in there. He says, and I really resent how much time she spends online shopping and driving around town shopping. I resent how much time she spends with her friends. You know, I'm not her first priority. Blah, blah, blah. Well, another counselor will turn to her and say, well, and she'll say, well, I resent the fact, look, I am the one who does all of the clothes shopping for the kids. What does he want me to not shop? They'll go naked. Then he'll complain about that. That's the same arguments everyone always has, right? What does he not want anything on the table? Gotta go shopping, gotta go to the grocery store. And then AI pulls your entire transaction history. AI pulls your whole search history. AI pulls your social media history. AI. If you know, you have the, like the Google map tracker pulls that too. It says, well, you do spend 32% more time than the average American shopping. And you do spend 42% more time than the average American on social media. Would you like me to do a deeper search of your social media time, posts versus messaging, comments, whether you're commenting on friends and family's pages or general information. And then your husband points to you and says, see, go ahead, have it do the analysis. See how this goes? I mean, this is crazy. Texture rights could be your worst enemy. Yes. Got some more Grok addicts on here. Like me, I am a total Grok addict. Our kids come to me now. Mom, what was it? How do we, I don't know, ask Grok. They're like, wow. I'm like, I know. Doesn't solve anything. Mom, should I double the butter in this if I'm just doubling the recipe, or would that be too crazy? I don't know. Ask Grok. Texture rate, Skynet will rule. Look, I'm telling you, it's not that I'm weak. It's that it's so good. Texture rate's tear. They are trying to replace God with AI. Another texter writes, we were trained by starting to use Hey Siri or Alexa or Hey Google. Yes. Anyway, we're talking about Zuckerberg and what he said, that AI will replace everything. You'll have more AI friends. You will have AI counselors. They are actually better than human counselors. You'll have AI doctor. Oh my gosh. By the way, that's how I started using Grok. Elon Musk put a post up. I had a mammogram and I had like a weird lump thing and had to keep following up. It was scary. And he said, try Grok. It's better than a doctor. Put your exam, you know, put your x-rays up. Get a second opinion. And darn, it was the best analysis I got. Nailed it too. Nailed it. Said, if I had this, you know, further test, which I was like, how should I do? It was like $700. Should I do that? What would it likely say if I had the test? And they said, well, this is, you know, this is what it'll probably say. It's what it said. Should have skipped the test. And I went, wow, this thing can do everything. It is as good, if not better than a doctor. And I did that after Musk posted, hey, you know, start uploading your test results. And now I do. Gives me a better explanation than a doctor. Here are your options. Do you have any other questions? Texter writes, AI makes you not think for yourself. That's the worst part of it. You know how I'm using it, though? Google is so censored. And by the way, we're now finding out they're censoring for the European Union. Censoring Americans for the European Union. Can you imagine? Talk about totalitarian regimes on the edge. So I use Grok to get around that because Google is so biased in its results. It's even like pro-pharma, you know, pro-major medical establishment. I'll go around that with Grok. And Grok is some of that, but they'll also offer alternatives. I don't mean to do a sales pitch for Grok. I'm just saying, I'm addicted to it. Look what's happening to me. Texter writes, will the controlling elite depend on AI or will they depend on their God? It's not AI, is another enslavement tool. Well, okay, you can always walk away from it, okay? Texter writes, are they appointing an AI pope? I don't know. We'll find out when the smoke comes out. And finally, Texter writes, just what we need, something else to replace relationships. This is what people go to say. Well, AI doesn't betray me and it knows me better than anyone. And it does. It's got your search history. Come on. You got people you love. I bet you're hiding something from them. Not a big thing, maybe just an interest or a perversion or, yeah, I don't know. AI knows. See the problem? Text writes here, I got Grok after listening to you a few months ago. I am hooked too. AI does not provide accountability like a person will. You're right. No, you're right. Text writes, Tara, are you real? Or are we listening to AI? I'm real, Kim. I'm real. And finally,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's all fake. It's so very fake. It's our economy. Wow, how fake. Okay, just to catch you up, because he actually remembered this. During the times of great Bidenflation, we were told, well, okay, you can't afford to buy stuff, but you know what? At least there's jobs, lots of jobs. We're creating so many jobs. It was the only bright spot in the economy. Job, 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 jobs, they said. Because they had nothing else. Remember, inflation was supposed to be transitory, and that was when it was at 4%. It more than doubled. We've never recovered. About those jobs. They began revising them away after they didn't need them anymore, the midterm. And honestly, one of the biggest criticisms of China, and it's a correct one, is they just lie. Their financial stats out of their carbon, they just lie. Well, we're just like China now. Bureau of Labor Statistics just weaponized as anything China's got, and it lies for the Democrats. And boy, does it lie. Now, look, they've been adjusting job statistics for a very long time. 3 months later, they'll come out and say, well, you know, they're 3,000 jobs lower or 5,000 jobs higher. That's typical. Not 100,000 jobs lower. Not, oh, yeah, those 800,000 jobs, yeah, they really weren't created under Biden. Yeah, that didn't happen. Then, final quarter last year, we found out, well, it might be more like 1.5 million fake jobs. Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and adjust it down. Wow. And then yesterday, this broke. It's huge news. And how you know that is you don't see it anywhere. Not in any of the mainstream, supposedly mainstream financial media, which is how you know it's a big deal. Here's who you can always go to find out what is actually going on in our economy. E.J. Antoni, take a listen. Another Biden jobs revision. They were fake.
David, I tell you what, the big downward revisions for Biden administration era data keep coming in thick and fast. The latest from the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that in the third quarter of last year, a period when we were previously told the economy added 399,000 jobs, it turns out that private sector job growth in that quarter was precisely zero. We added no private sector jobs during that again. Time.
You heard Dave Brat, who was interviewing him on a podcast. Say that again. Dave Brat is the head of the finance department at Liberty University. Say that again, EJ. EJ says, yeah, it just broke this morning. This was yesterday morning.
In the third quarter of last year, so that's the period from the end of June through the end of September, we were told that last year the economy added 399,000 jobs after all the already existing downward revisions. We so supposedly added almost 400,000 non-farm payrolls, as they're called. And now the latest data from the Business Employment Dynamics report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, these are official government numbers, shows the private sector added exactly zero jobs on net during that time. In other words, all the job losses equaled the job gains, a net zero change. So there goes 399,000 jobs that we supposedly had. You know, once again, David, this is an example of where we got data that was inaccurate. Of course, it was inaccurate to the upside. In other words, things looked better than they actually were. And this is a big reason why President Trump got reelected last November. People could only be told so much, don't believe your lying eyes and don't believe your empty wallets. It didn't matter how many times the media told us, everyone has jobs. There were a lot of people sitting there who couldn't get jobs, at least not very good ones. And this report confirms that. Now, of course, these data that we got today are essentially going to be part of the annual revisions. But those annual revisions don't come out right away, as the name implies, annual. They only come out once a year, and they cover a period from March of 1 year to March of the next. So that means that we're not actually going to get these data until next year. In other words, we're not going to see the total impact on the jobs numbers during the Biden during the entirety of the Biden administration.
And what was last?
Okay. So we're at 1.5 million fake jobs plus 400,000 more fake jobs, about 1.9 million fake jobs. Do you remember why we hiked the interest rate so hard during the Biden administration? I mean, besides the massive money printing Zimbabwe style. Do you remember what our lying scoundrel of a Fed chair told us, Jerome Powell, useless. That guy is. Why did he do it? Well, he had to cool down the jobs market, remember? It was too crazy. There weren't any! None! Well, what kind of jobs did we create, actually, EJ? Not only government jobs. That's what communist regimes do. They only create government jobs.
What was last year's revision?
It was a downward revision of 800,000. I mean, it was absolutely massive. And what that essentially covers, though, is just so people understand, these aren't calendar years. The way the Bureau of Labor Statistics does this is from March of one year to March of the next. So it essentially includes quarter one of a certain year and quarter two, three, and four of the previous year. Again, it runs from March of one year to March of the next. So it doesn't quite line up with the calendar.
I don't want to wonk out here, okay? But we are now no better than China. There is a reason why the world's capital flees here. Europe is, you know, a rotting socialist hellhole. China and, you know, these emerging countries, they're nice and stuff, but you can't believe their statistics. It's why Russia's not thriving, despite having, like, probably the best natural resources on Earth. Well, they do have, except us. We're the only game in town. And if we keep doing this every time Democrats are in office, yes, we're having a jobs boom. You know, go ahead and invest here. Oh, did we lie about that? Yeah, sorry. How do you invest in that? We've never seen this before. Folks, take a listen. Eric Tietzel, CEO, Center for Renewing America.
Just think about what EJ is saying. Every job that was created under the Biden administration was a government job. Every single job. That's not an economy. Yep. I agree with EJ.
No,
it's
not.
You do want this capital investment, but you want it to flow into real productive capacity, real industry.
Right. So what are we seeing here? What did a Fed chairman say yesterday? Oh, well, you know, we're not seeing the economic numbers we want. What are you talking about? You lowered rates to help Joe Biden, Kamala Harris win when we had zero jobs. Folks, but I want to point this out because I want to take credit for this. I told you this would go. I told you this is exactly how this would go. Okay. They will admit that we are in a jobs apocalypse. I've been saying for a year we're in a jobs apocalypse. They will admit we're in a jobs apocalypse when Trump wins. Then the Bureau of Labor Statistics, just as captured an agency as the FBI by the left, will begin telling the truth about jobs, and it'll look like jobs are more hemorrhaging jobs. Well, I want you to pay attention to this part because there never were any jobs. Let me ask you a question. Joe Biden's people, they lied. They said when he left office, we were growing at 4%. Do you believe that? With no jobs. Just an economy that's just booming, man. Growing and on fire. Gotta slow it down. Does an economy that's growing at 4% not create jobs? No? Yeah, it creates a ton of jobs. Yeah, Joe, that's what Biden left us is amazing. No, he didn't. Because the GDP numbers are a lie, too. It's all a lie. It's all a house of cards. And the jobs numbers, that's the symptom where you could tell if you're sick. You know, you got an elevated temperature. The economy was sick. Folks, I think we probably have been in recession for, well, repression too, but recession for several quarters. And now they're like, oh, Trump did it. But the recent jobs numbers where it tells, oh, you know what? It's not positive 4% growth. No. Actually, now we think about it, it's negative 0.3. In 9 weeks? 9 weeks, we go from positive 4 to negative 0.3. Okay, sure. No, they're just revising it down. Folks, we got to get these people out of the system. They are toxic. They're cancer. And they're also controlling our financial stats now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.